So tonight we've invited Mark to share his experience, strength, and hope working the NA program and the 12 steps from a secular perspective.
Hey, I'm an addict. My name is Mark. I want to thank Chris, Ken, and the group for asking me to share. I was usually getting nervous about this kind of stuff, but when somebody asks, I do try to help out. And I heard there was a couple of newer people and new people or returning people. I encourage you to keep coming back. I know sometimes people go with the thing of just stay, but come back to another meeting no matter what. And I'm really grateful that especially for the newer people, the people returning that you're here because it says in our literature that newcomers are the most important people here. You are you're the members who are going to continue this fellowship on and help the next suffering addict that's coming in. Basically, I hope that there's something that you might hear that you can relate to. But not every addict is every other addict's cup of tea. So if you don't hear something from me, please keep coming back. You'll likely hear something from someone else that's got a message or a story that resonates with you and you can relate to. And also keep coming back, to share your own story because, again, that's, that's the 12th step thing that's carrying the message to the next addict along. And it's likely you definitely that you have something that someone else is going to relate to and help them in their recovery. Anyway, my clean date is December 18th of 1982. And so last December, I was very grateful to have 42 years of recovery with the help of you guys. And I did it without a belief in God or deities or a deity or a capital HP higher power. Though I kind of always make the claim I have not been a devout atheist or a model NA member in my recovery in any way, shape, or form. I'll maybe elaborate a little bit more on that when I'm sharing. My background basically as a child from the non-secular side of it is, I attended church with my family, but they weren't really. I won't say they weren't devout or Bible thumpers or anything like that. It was actually it was a Lutheran church, and I have ancestors that were German, so Germans tended to be Lutherans, so we went to a Lutheran church. Not that there's any for me anyway any truth to the religion or the God thing. It's a lot of it, and like in the case of my family, it was just habit. I also went to my elementary education at that church's school. That was kindergarten through eighth grade here. And I did not really believe in God back then. I didn't know how to explain it exactly because I didn't have the language for it. It didn't make sense, certain things. And you gotta remember this was like I said, I've been clean 42 years, and that was way before that yet. So back at that time, there was still a lot of this like the religions with the 6,000-year-old world, universe, whatever. And at a young age, it's like I'm thinking that doesn't really seem to make any sense. But like I said, I kind of kept all that to myself. I did the religious training, we do confirmation and that kind of stuff. So I did go through all of that, but like I said, there was a part of me that just never really believed that. I didn't do much with that because by the time I was, through high school and in college, I was, actively using, and I didn't really give a lot of thought to the whole religious thing. I did my one rebellious thing was when I was in college and under the influence, I zipped off a letter to my old church telling them I was quitting. Kind of a spiteful thing, but I hadn't really been going anyway for a long time. Like I said, beyond that, I didn't give much a lot of thought to the whole God, not God thing, other than like I said, I really didn't believe, but I didn't I didn't actively work act on that. But before I picked up, I mean, that childhood adolescent thing, I always felt something was missing. Like, there's a hole in me. I'm empty. I'm not enough. I'm inadequate. I wasn't sporty. I didn't fit in. And especially going from a religious school to a public high school, I didn't have like social skills and able to seem to fit in very well. And I was always afraid, you're going to be able to, you're going to figure me out. And then you're gonna judge me. And my secret inadequacies are all gonna be out available to everybody to see. And for my younger ages and into high school, my addictive escape was reading a lot of science fiction and fantasy, basically kind of alternate reality, anything other than what I was living in. But during high school was the first chance I had to use. I was fortunate enough to be able to take a trip to Europe, and I was able to use the liquid drug as much as I wanted to on mainland Europe, and I did. And I remember that feeling when I first started was, that inner sense of that I felt like everything was okay now. I was cool. I was sophisticated. Mostly, I was just pretty, out of control and messy. But I didn't, that part I didn't acknowledge. I just remember inside it felt good, and it helped cover up those feelings of low self-esteem and inadequacy. Everything seemed to go away. I didn't have much other opportunity before I went to college for using, but once I got to college, and a number of other drugs were available, and I started expanding my use because this disease is progressive. Like it says, what progressive, incurable, and fatal. And along with that, the consequences started in. I was not doing well in school. I was academically gifted, so I was able to kind of squeak by just the skin of my teeth, and even that sometimes it would feel bad because I could like pull off like a really good assignment at the last minute under the influence, and get some decent grade or review on it, and know inside of me that I was it was just this half-assed effort, and I that would make me feel bad. I actually ended up switching curriculums because I was in one field of study that, you basically kind of had to be in class and mostly conscious to be able to succeed in, and that wasn't going to work. I needed something I could miss most of my classes and get by on, and that's what I did. That continued through college, and then when I got out, because of my active use, I really never found any work in my profession because I wasn't capable of it. I was just in that addictive cycle, and in my head, I would come up with these grand plans, but nothing was actually happening with any of them. And as those next few years passed by, it got worse and worse. There were times that I knew it was really bad, and I just didn't care. If I didn't wake up in the morning one time, I thought at least at the time I would have been okay with that. And I remember the obsession and the compulsion, that just irresistible urge to pick another one up, and then not being able to stop when I did. And so, I mean, there's nothing unique about that. It talks about that in their literature, and I don't have tons of exciting war stories. I guess related to the atheism, I am grateful for that because I don't believe in a deity, so I don't believe that some supernatural being plucked me out of my disease and gave me recovery. I got really lucky. I'm aware of what I did and what happened in active addiction, and I could have just been another statistic and dead, but fortunately I wasn't. I got arrested at one point, and I came into AA at the time because there was no NA, because mainly because I was in a legal jam. I didn't really think too much they had a problem. The problem was, I got caught, but not that, the using wasn't much of an issue. Fortunately, that fear kept me around long enough to hear some of this message, even though AA was pretty, it's the religious stuff and a lot of praying and more God. Some of it started sinking in, and I was able to basically, start doing the first step where I got honest and realized, yeah, this is out of control. I don't have any power over this, and yeah, my life is pretty unmanageable. Fortunately for me, NA came in the area about a year and a half after I was clean, and I had friends in recovery that started going. Of course, I felt uncomfortable there because you remember this was again quite a few years ago. The thought of identifying as an addict was scary. What are people going to think? And the other part of me, the low self-esteem, was you weren't really that bad. You're not going to, these addicts aren't going to accept you as an addict because you weren't a good enough addict. But I see that, Ken. Yeah, but I stuck around with that. And I liked it more. I liked NA in general because it seemed more inclusive. It seemed more open to about the God thing. And in our area, it was pretty small. And it was, like I said, this group of friends. Everybody was pretty new. We didn't have like predecessors around, and everybody was pretty naive and not sure what we're doing. Honestly, there was, behavior and things we did that were probably nowadays in most meetings be considered really inappropriate. People were having jumping into relationships and hooking up and things like that. And it wasn't necessarily malicious. It was, like I said, naive younger people that didn't have people before us to kind of explain some of the hazards and dangers there. But we had fun, clean. There were dances, we went to conventions, we got involved with service. I didn't stick around forever back then. That's when I say I'm not a model. I was around for around 10 years, and there were some cracks that developed within the group that were involved, and I got some resentments, and I drifted away for a while. And I've done that a couple times. I had another period later in my recovery where I got in kind of a bad mental space, and I kind of slipped away from meetings to some degree. I usually maintain contact with friends in recovery, and I've always reconnected. Like I said, I don't recall most of the people being religious around in the early days, and it wasn't much of an issue. So that, like I said, it was never like a big thing for me in recovery. I probably said some said things that I regret now about maybe God and religion, but I didn't like get on my atheist high horse or anything back then. What I'm grateful is, now, there's versions of secular versions of the steps available. There's our website available for us. That makes the process easier for people, like-minded people and the special interest. Another area I kind of differ from NA, I'm not like a big, not a repeat step writer. I'm not just much, not much of a writer, period. I've tried it a lot. It just doesn't work for me. But I I worked through my steps initially, and nowadays, I guess I look at, I do the 10, 11, and 12 as a kind of the maintenance program, like for living the program. And I always look at two, like our basic text only talks about like a written first step and making a list in for amends, and maybe it says sometimes you write in a 10th step. So I don't know that that's necessarily a necessity per se, but I haven't done it. I know some other people that don't get that much into the step writing. I guess my concern is it might be just because I'm kind of this rebellious and more acknowledging the atheism thing is it sometimes I think veers into like a dogma. Like if you're not doing this all the time, you're gonna have a crappy program. Like some people will tell us, if you aren't believing in God, you can't get recovery. And I guess I don't necessarily buy that. I think you find a way to work the program that works for you. Like I said, I can, I've been simply do some of the steps. I don't share like a fifth step. I don't, type or the 10th step with inventory. I look at my inventory and I share it with my sponsor or another member. I don't pray in the 11th step. I meditate and try to, calm my mind and sometimes focus on something that's going on in my life. Anyway, I've been, like I said, nothing too spectacular happened in my using. There's not a lot of spectacular things that happened in my recovery. I've lived life. The basic text says that, it has the promise of freedom from active addiction, and that's come true in my life. I have lost jobs. I've been in a couple of car wrecks. I've lost both my parents. I've had some surgeries. I had a heart attack a few years ago, and I've been able to do all of that and not have to, use behind any of it. But there's, like I said, nothing unusual about those items. That's life on life's terms. Addicts go through those things, non-addicts go through those things. Problem was, my reaction in the past was, I had to put some drugs on top of it because I didn't want to deal with the feelings associated with it. But it's also I've been able to get hired for and successful at several jobs. I've had some material success. I've traveled. I've been of service in NA. I've been in service in my community. Yes, that one line in there says it. I think in the How It Works, it's like, I become an acceptable, responsible, and productive member of society. That's what it says in the basic text, and it has come true. Currently, I'm on the. I know that I'm on the. I mentioned I'm on the program committee for a regional convention, and I find it interesting because a lot of the speakers I have to listen to are about, a lot of God stuff, which is a little uncomfortable, and I have to kind of put my own feelings aside about it. And there's also a thing they got to talk about. You've got to have a clear NA message. And sometimes that comes across as, well, that's going to be like, you're cheerleading NA, you're promoting NA, that kind of thing. And I don't, I mean, we're a program of attraction, not promotion. I don't have to cheerlead for the fellowship. I just, I tell my story and how it's worked for me, and hopefully that resonates with someone. I know one thing, well, and it's part of my story. I started in AA. I've also reconnected somewhat. I found secular recovery through AA before COVID. I found that there was local secular AA meetings, and it was a time when I wanted some secular stuff, and so I started going to those, and I found secular NA online. But there is sometimes in NA this thing of, you can't, you only got to have one fellowship. You got to be an NA. And I remember back in early NA days here, there was some rather, insensitive comments like one disease, one fellowship, and sober means short of being entirely recovering. And it's like, oh, okay, we don't, back then it seemed cute, but it's like, it was insulting to the other fellowship. And I whatever works for somebody. If our literature tells us, if you got a legal problem, see a lawyer. If you got a medical problem, see a doctor. Why do you have to draw the line? Is that there's something, there's another 12-step fellowship that can help you. Feel free to go. I am not going to tell you don't do that, because that advice might send you back out the door, and I don't want that on my head. So I'm all about encouraging anybody to find recovery, however they find it, and find what works for them. Just don't pick up and keep coming back. Anyway, I'm going to close with this. I like the one reading I really like out of basic text. It's out of that the fifth tradition, the basic text, and it's, what is our message? The message is that any addict can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Our message is hope and the promise of freedom. So with that, I guess I'm gonna wrap up. Thank you again for having me. Thanks for listening, and I appreciate everyone being here.